Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tzadik Ches, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Chaim Elazar ben Rachel Leah, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mechel, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malcolm Miriam bas Esther, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malcolm, Miriam bas Rivka, Ayala Tamar bas Esther, Leah Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Moshe Nechemya ben Reb Shloime Zev, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So new Mishnah, new Sukya. And the topic of today's daf is going to have a Yevamis backdrop, but really it's going to discuss the halachos of a ger and a geyrus. So the one thing that we need to know before we start today's daf is something that we already know, because it comes up again and again and again. Klal gadol, halacha revacha b'Yisrael, and that is ger shenes geyer, kikotin shenoy ladami. So when a person is megayer, he becomes a yid. From a halachic perspective, we look at him as if he was born again, in that he loses all yachas, all kurva, all she'erus, all relationship. These are all synonyms of each other to his previous family. Meaning, from a halachic standpoint, his father's not his father, his mother's not his mother, his brother's not his brother, his sister's not his sister, his uncle, his aunt, his niece, his nephew, his grandparents, his grandchildren. Ger sheniskayer is kekotin shenoy ladami. Stating that, on many levels, the Rabbanon came, and Rabbanon said that even though midairaisa, you're a new person, but for whatever reason, we're still going to treat your family as if it's family because of gzeiros, that concerns that they had. So that is going to be really the point around which the entire daf is going to pivot. And as we mentioned, we begin with a halacha that's nogeya yevamis as it relates to a ger. Zok tehilu gemishno. Hagiyores sheneskayru bonea ima. So there was a non-Jewish woman who had non-Jewish children. She was Megayer, and her children, her sons, were also Megayer. So these are two non-Jewish boys that were Megayer. Says the Mishnah, Loi Chaltzin V'loi Miyabin. The halacha is that in the event that one of them was married, he died, he left over no children, so his other brother will not have a mitzvah to do Yibum, and is not going to have a mitzvah to do Chalitza. What's the reason? Like we just said, Gershon is Gairis Kekon Shenoy Ladami. So even though they certainly look like brothers, they feel like brothers, but from a halachic perspective, they're really not brothers. And being that they're not brothers, they're not Kieshvu Achim Yachtav, and that's why there's going to be no mitzvah of Yibum, there's going to be no mitzvah of Chalitza. Zok the Mishnah, Afilu Hayrasai Shal Rishon Shaloi Bikdusha. This is true if even the first brother was conceived Shaloi Bikdusha, meaning at the time that his parents conceived him, they were not Yidin. But by the time the child was born, his mother and his father also had gone through a geirus. The Hasheni and the other brother was Heirasai Veleidasai Bikdusha, was both conceived and born in a state of Kedusha. Even in that case, the halacha, the Mishnah, is going to be the same, and that is Loi Cholzin Veloi Miyab. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about this case, but just as relates to understanding the Mishnah, what does it mean that one child was Heirasai Shaloi Bikdusha Veleidasai Bikdusha, and the other one was Heirasai Veleidasai Bikdusha? Meaning, what's the significance? This is very important. The significance is that in this case, both of the children were born to a Jewish mother. The second one was Heirasai Veleidasai Bikdusha. The mother had at one point been non-Jewish, but she was since Megayer. At the time that she conceived of this child, she was already a Yid. When the child was born, she was a Yid. As a result, this child, Mitzad Ha'aim, is a regular Jewish child. Which, by the way, means that the child is a regular Jewish child, because when it comes to determining whether a child is a Yid or not a Yid, what we look at is the mother. The other child was Heirasai Shaloi Bikdusha, the Leidasai Bikdusha. Being that even that child was Leidasai Bikdusha, that child is also considered a regular Yid Mitzad Ha'aim. Because as long as the Leida happened Bikdusha, that's enough for this child to be considered a Yid. So really, both of these boys are Yidin. They're full-fledged Yidin. Why? Because they were born to a mother that was Jewish. In one case, the conception was Shaloi Bikdusha, but we don't care. In the other case, even the conception was Bikdusha. But the point is, both of these boys are Jews, and they're full-fledged achem mitzad ha'ein. The reason there's no yibum is because they're not achem mitzad ha'av. Because being that the first child was ha'irasai shaloi b'kdusha, so the assumption is that the father was also not Jewish. So in the first case, the father wasn't a yid. The second case, ha'irasai v'lo yidasai b'kdusha, let's assume the father, no aveira took place, was a yid. So the first child's father wasn't a yid. The second child's father was a yid. That means they're not brothers mitzad ho'av, because although he's the same person, but one of these boys has a non-Jewish father, the other one of these boys has a Jewish father. And being that when it comes to Yibum, we need Achim, but Achim mitzad ho'av, not Achim mitzad ho'aim, so that's why the halacha of the Mishnah is that even if it's ha'irasa shal rishon shaloi b'kdusha v'leidasa b'kdusha, v'asheni ha'irasa v'leidasa b'kdusha, what's the filo? In this case, they're Achim mitzad ho'aim. In this case, they are brothers, but they're not Achim mitzad ho'av. Why not? Because one of these fathers was Jewish, another one was not Jewish. Same person, but it doesn't matter. One was a Yid, one was not a Yid, and for that reason, they're not Achim and Av, they're not Achim and Av. That's the halacha in the Mishnah, loy cholzen. The same would be true for a shivcha shenishtach rabaneo ima. If you had a shivcha kananis who was freed, a shivcha kananis that's freed is the equivalent of a geyiris. She becomes now a full-fledged yid. A shivcha kananis is a yisrael b'mix. That's once she's freed, she becomes a yid. So in the event that she was freed when she had children, the children then were also freed. They also became geyrim, but they were born non-Jewish. Now they're geyrim. So it's the same halacha. In the event that their brothers, one of them gets married, dies, leaves over no children, so the other brother is going to be like Cholzin, Veloy Mi Yadnim, Zok de Gemara. Bnei Yudon, Amsa. The sons of Yudin, the Amsa. So Yudin was the name of a Shivcha Knanis. And Ishtacher, she was freed, and her children were freed as well. They all became Yidin. Says the Gemara, Sharlu Rav Acher bar Yaakov leMintzav Nashi Dadadi. Rav Acher bar Yaakov the Amora allowed the sons of Amsa, these Geirim, that's essentially what they were. They were Mishuchrorim, but it's no different. They were Geirim, essentially. And he allowed them to marry each other's wives. So these two brothers had been married. They both divorced their wives. So Reuven and Shimon, the two Geirim, were married. They divorced their wives. Reuven was permitted to now marry Shimon's wife, and Shimon was permitted to marry Reuven's wife. Why is this a chiddush? Because Eishes Ach. And Eishes Ach, even from Geirishin, of course, is also. The only time Eishes Ach is ever mutter is b'makim yibum. That's a special case. But in this case, he allowed them to get married. And the reason he allowed them to do it is because he felt they weren't really brothers. Eishes Ach is predicated on the fact that we're brothers. We're not brothers. Why not? Because Geirishin is character cut and shin noy ludami. As a result, we have no yichus. And if that's the case, see, he said there's no reason this shouldn't be a problem. Amalei Rava, so Rava told, Rav Acher bar Yaakov, Rav Sheshes also, don't you know Rav Sheshes said it's also? Amalei says, I do know. Who Aser? He said it's Aser v'Hanasharina, and I said it's Mutter. What do you want from Rav Sheshes? I'm an Amor, I'm allowed to argue with Rav Sheshes. It's not like you told me Rav Yakiva, yeah, then I wouldn't be able to argue. But it's Rav Sheshes, I hold it's Mutter. Bottom line, we have a Machloikis, Rav Acher b'Yaakov, and Rav Sheshes, whether a brother is allowed to marry Eishes Achiv, we're not allowed to marry Eishes Achiv when they were both Megar. So the Gemara is going to clarify now the Machlokes. Min ha'av, v'loy min ha'im, in the event that these brothers were only brothers because they had the same father, but they never had the same mother, meaning when they were non-Jewish, when they were born. They're brothers because they share a father, Kuliyam Lepligi Deshari. Everybody would agree that it's going to be mutter. And the reason everybody is going to agree that it's mutter is because really, Midday Raisa, there's no problem here. Because Gershon is Kayer is Kakatan Shanoiladami. The only reason we would even make an issue is because they look a little bit like their brothers. Let's be honest, they have the same father. But Rashi says, being that they weren't Jewish, and Stam Noshim Nochriois are Zoinois. Even if they think they have the same father, they might not really have the same father. And the truth is, even in our world, we know the Gemara says, what's the Makara to Roiv? Maka of Avimai, Moisumos. That's one of the Makaras. Why? Because how do you know your father's your father? It's Gebait on Roiv Bilas, Achar Abba. But the minute you have a woman that's a Zoyna or different situations, right, we've talked about over the years, so then already it imposes a reyes on the roi bilas acher abal. So pashi, you can go baser roi. So says the Gemara, when it comes to an avedas kechavim, you don't have the roi bilas acher abal. And being that you don't have the roi bilas acher abal, so there's no reason to really be too concerned that people are going to think that they're brothers, because people will say, yeah, they probably weren't even brothers in the first place. So being that they raise it, there's no problem. The only reason it would be an issue is because they look like they're brothers, mitzad the fact that really biologically they are brothers. Being that they're only achim and av, and achim and av, everyone's anyways a shtikl nunu. So therefore, it's not going to be an issue. Says the Gemara, Minoim, in the event that they were brothers from the mother, V'loy Minoav, and not from the father, Kulam, L'pligid Aser. Over there, everybody would agree, it's Aser. Meaning, even Rav Acher bar Yaakov would agree to Rav Sheshes that if you have two brothers that are Achim Minoim, that were megayer, there'll be an isereish esach. Ah, gershin is karek katan shenay l'dami. We're going to make a gzera because at the end of the day, they are brothers. It looks like eish esach. So what was the machloik? Is if they're not arguing by achim in o'av, and they're not arguing by achim in o'aim, so what are they arguing about? Look, dimarki pligi min o'av u'min o'aim. The machloik was where they're brothers from the father and from the mother. Meaning brothers only from the father, everyone says is moter. Brothers only from the mother, everyone says is aser. But ironically, and almost counterintuitively, if they're brothers min ha'av and min ha'aim, over there there's going to be a machlekes. What's the machlekes? Man, the shari rabach b'yachad said it's mutter because baser abad shadinam. He holds that if you have two brothers, they're achim min ha'av and min ha'aim, people refer to them as achim min ha'av. Do b'nei planyo korilu. That's just the way they're known in the street. In school, people know them as being brothers because they have the same father from a different mother. Right? That's the way they're referred to. And as a result, being that by Achim and Ahav, we said there's no problem, because even though they're known as Achim and Ahav, but everyone in the back of their mind is a little paranoid, maybe they're not really Achim and Ahav. So it's for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. Rav Sheishas, oh no, Karlu Nami, Bnei Plini, Plinus. When two people are Achim and Ahav and Achim and Ahav, they're only known as Achim and Ahav, they're known as Achim and Ahav as well. And as a result, it's going to be an issue. So really, at the end of the day, this machloikis is really a nuance, right? It sounds like they're arguing a little bit in a technicality and a little bit of a minutia. Meaning it started off with a blitz. We have a machloikis over here. Whether there's an eish esach when it comes to geirin because of some sort of gzeira, hagam gershen eskaris kekotin shenay l'dami. But really what the Gemara is saying is they're not really arguing about much. Meaning by achim and ha'av, everyone agrees, no, there's no reason to make a gzeira. Achim and ha'aim, where it's mistaber to make a gzeira, everyone holds you would make a gzeira. They're arguing about a technicality where it's achim and ha'av and min ha'aim. Do you know them more as achim and ha'av? Who do we refer to them more as achim and ha'aim? But that's only the first version of this machloikis. Ve'ikad amri, there were others that had a different version of what the machloikis is. Meaning, there were those that said that polig Rav Acha bar Yaakov afilu ba'achim and ha'aim. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said mutter, he meant mutter. He was saying a vart. There is no eish esach when it comes to geir. My time, what's the reason? Because gershen eskayer kekotin shenay l'dami. Which really isn't much of a reason. We know gershen eskayer kekotin shenay l'dami. The question is, should we make a gzeir on top of that or should we not? And clearly, what the Gemara means is that Rav Acha bar Yaakov is saying there's no svar to make a gzeir, and it's for that reason it's going to be mutter. So again, just to clarify, we have a machloikis Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rav Sheishas, whether if you have two brothers that were both megayer, is there going to be an eish esach between the two of them or not? By a yid, eish esach is one of the chayvei krisos. It's what underpins the entire mesach tzivamis. But they're not really brothers because gershin is gayers kekotin shenay l'dami. The question is, did the rabbanon impose or did they not impose? Machloikis Rav Acha bar Yaakov Rav Sheishas. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said there is no iser eish esach. Rav Sheishas said that there is in iser eish esach and two versions into what exactly the machloikis is. According to the first version, everyone agrees by achim min ho'av, there is no iser. Achim min ho'im, there is iser. They're arguing where it's achim min ho'av and min ho'im. According to the second lishna of the Gemara of Acher by Yaakov that said, it's mutter, said it not only by achim min ho'av and achim min ho'av u'min ho'im, even by achim min ho'im. By every single situation, it's always going to be mutter. So the Gemara now is going to take this machloikis amiran, and the Gemara is going to loop it into our mishnah. So again, let's just speak it out about Peh first. The Mishnah was discussing two brothers that were Megayer. One of them got married, he died, left over no children, said the Mishnah. The other brother has no mitzvah to do Yibum, and there's no mitzvah to do Chalitza. So one thing is clear in the Mishnah. There's no mitzvah Yibum, and there's no mitzvah Chalitza. What about if the brother would want to do Yibum? Would he be allowed to, or would he not be allowed to? L'chura, it's totally in the machloikas Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rav Sheishas. And we're not getting involved in the two lashonos. We'll keep this simple. But high level, it sounds like it's totally in this machloikas amira. If there's an iser eish esach when it comes to two geirim that were megayer, albeit midrabbanon, so then loy miyabmin would mean not only is there no mitzvah yibum, but there's actually an iser yibum. You don't have the mitzvah, and at the same time, there's also an iser eish esach. If, however, there's no iser eish esach when it comes to two brothers that were megayer, then loy choltsim v'loy miyabmin would simply mean that there is no mitzvah, but in terms of there being an iser, it's not going to be aser. That's why this machloikis right now is going to tie into our Mishnah. As you can see, a very big nafkemino. Zok de gemar. Tanami, nunt in our Mishnah. Hagiyoyres, shen eskai rubana imo. Our Mishnah was talking about a woman that was not Jewish. She was megayer. She had sons that were not Jewish. They were also megayer. What did the Mishnah say? Loy choltsim v'loy miyabmin. There's no mitzvah chalitza, there's no mitzvah ziba. My time, what's the reason? Lav mishum da'asiri. Right? The Mishnah sounds like, loy choltsim, you don't have to do chalitza, but v'loy miyabmin. Not just you don't have to do Yibum, it sounds like you're not allowed to do Yibum. Oh, it's a riot, Rav Sheshes, that is an Isser Eishes Ach. Because according to Rav Acher Yaakov, why would we say you can't do Yibum? Loi Miyamim shouldn't mean you can't do Yibum. Loi Miyamim, if you want, you should be able to. Right, throughout Masechtas Yevamos, wherever you find Loi Choltzim or Loi Miyamim always means it's an Isser, because it's an Isser Eishes Ach. If there's not a Mitzvah Yibum, there's always an Isser Eishes Ach. So you would think the Loi Miyamim in our Mishnah means the same thing it meant throughout the Masechta, which is there's an Isser. Isn't that a right? Then Rav Sheshes Amar says, Loi. You know what it means in our Mishnah when it says Loi Choltzim or Loi Miyamim, the Eina B'Toyrus Chalitza V'Yibum, the Shari La'am. The Mishnah is saying there is no Din Yibum V'Chalitza, meaning she's Mutta La'am of Inunami Shari. And Enochanami, there's no Isser Eishes Ach. They will. She'll be mutter to his brother as well. Freit the Gemara. I hear. In the pshat, in the Mishnah, loy choltzim loy miyamin, you can make it work. But I have a problem. You know why? Because v'aktani, it says afilu. The Mishnah said the case in two steps. The first step, as we spoke out in the Mishnah, was where you had these two brothers. They were both full-fledged non-Jews. They were both megayer. Loy choltzim loy miyamin. Then the Mishnah said this halacha would be true even if one of the brothers was a full-fledged yid, and the other one's mother was a yid, but father at the time of conception was not a yid. Even then, you would have the halach of leicholtzim leimiyavim. And we spoke out. The reason is because at the end of the day, they're not achim and aav. So the Gemara says, but why is that a chiddush? What's the chiddush of afilu? I'm bishloim asiri, bishloim b'pshan of the Mishnah when it says leicholtzim leimiyavim means that there's an iser haynu diktani afilu. Then I understand the afilu. You know what afilu is? The afag after rishon hayrosich lebikdusha velasa bikdusha. Because even though the first woman was, or the first boy was born to his mother, the conception was shalei bikdusha, v'asheni hayrasa v'loikdasa bikdusha, and the second one, even the conception was bikdusha, ukishtei moyistamu, so it feels a little bit like they're two different mothers, so you would have thought that maybe there, it should be mutter to do yibum, afilu hachi asiri, even then it's going to be asir. So the Gemara says, if loy miyabim is an isir, I understand the chiddush of the afilu, because really, Midday Raisa, there should be no Isser. Eishasach. Because Gershin is Gershka. And it's all a Dinder Rabbanon that is going to be an Isser. Why is near Dinder Rabbanon? Because at the end of the day, they're brothers. So the Gemara is saying, maybe that's why the Mishnah spoke of Loi Miyabim. Loi Miyabim is a Chiddush in that Isser. Because you could have thought that in this case, that being that one of them, the mother was not Bikdusha when she conceived him, the other one was Bikdusha, so we look at them as if they're different mothers, they're not so much Achim and Oem, and if that's true, there's not so much of a reason for us to go make a Gzeira. So I chab ta'afilu, elo I amrit sharu, but if you're going to tell me that really they are mutter, there is no Isser Yibum. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, lechotzav le'miyabim? It just means you don't have a chiyuv. Then my afilu, then what's the chiddush? Meaning, the af. What's the chiddush that you have to speak out that even if one was hayrasa yishalai bikdusha and the other one was hayrasa bikdusha, even then there's no mitzvah yibum? Why is that a big chiddush? At the end of the day, they're not achim and oav. And if they're not achim and oav, so of course there should be no mitzvah yibum. In other words, the Gemara is trying to understand what's the chiddush in the case that even when one of them was conceived shalai bikdusha, one bikdusha, the halacha of the Mishnah applies. If all the Mishnah is saying is there's no din yibum, why is that a big chiddush? At the end of the day, they're not achim and oav. And if they're not achim and oav, then it's not a big chiddush, right? The fact that they're achim and oem is neither here nor there in Yevamos. The only thing we care about, the only metric that matters is are they achim and oav or not. The first case and second case, they're both not achim and oav. They're not more achim and oav or less achim and oav. They're both not achim and oav. So what's the chiddush afilu? If you have to be achim and oav, in order for there to be Yibum, and Gershon is Gaius, Kekot and Shanoi Lodami, so in the first case, and in the second case, they're not Achim and Av, there should be no Yibum. So the Gemara says, now I understand Afilu, because according to Rav Sheshes, the Mishnah is saying two things. The Mishnah is saying there's no Din Yibum V'chalitza. The Mishnah is also saying there's an Isser Yibum. Oh, there's an Isser Yibum, that I hear already in Afilu. Because you could have thought that the only time there's an Isser Yibum is when the mother was in the same status when she conceived both of the children. But if she was in a different matzah when she conceived the two children, you could look at her as being an under a mensch. If she's an under a mensch, then not so much achim of the same mother. If they're not so much achim of the same mother, less of a reason for us to go ahead and make a gzeira. That's the Gemara's kasha, but the Gemara's daichit. The Gemara says no. Could be there's an afilu, even if you hold that the Mishnah is simply saying there's no din yibam v'chalitza. And what does the Mishnah mean? The afagat t'travayu le'dasim v'kedusha. Mishnah just means that you could have thought that in the case where the mother was a yid in both cases, and it's even the same father, he was a yid in the second case, he just wasn't a yid the first time there was a conception, you would have thought v'asi l'chluvi b'yisrael. Maybe we're going to go ahead and we're going to confuse it. Meaning, if you're going to say there's no din yibam v'chalitza, people, this these two brothers feel a lot more like regular Yiddish Kinderlach that were born B'Kedusha than the Reisha's case. So you would have thought that maybe Al Tzegzeira we should impose a Din Yibum, Filo HaChishari, that's the Chiddush, that Afal Pikein, it's going to be Imot Ikedamri. Some had this exchange in the exact reverse. Again, we have the Machloikis, Rav Acher by Yaakov, and Rav Sheshes, and the Gemara says, L'chura, Hachinami, Mestaber, the Shari. It's Mestaber that there is no Wisser Reisha's Ach, a Raya to Rav Acher by Yaakov. Why? Diktani, because the Mishnah said, Afilu, the Mishnah, when it mentioned the Halacha that two brothers don't have Yibum V'chalitz in the event that they were Gerim, so it said it in two phases. It said in a regular case, and even if one of them was Heirasi Shalai Biktusha, the other one was Heirasi Biktusha, if all the Mishnah is telling me is that they're Mota Haina Diktani Afilu, I understand the Afilu. The Avagat the Travai Lidasim Biktusha, the Asil Achluvi Bisrael Afilu Hachishari. Because what the Mishnah is saying is that even though they were both Lidasim Biktusha, so you could easily see where there would be an Asil Achluvi. I feel like they're going to be Mota Eliyam at Asiri, but if you're going to tell me that really what the Mishnah is saying is Isser, my Afilu, where's the Afilu in the Isser? So the Gemara says, the Afilu in the Isser is the Avagaf, the Rishon, Eirasa, Shalai, Biktusha, Viladasa, Biktusha, Vashini, Eirasa, Viladasa, Biktusha, Dikshtei, Moistam. It feels a little bit like they're two different mothers. Filohachi, Asiri, even in the Rasa, it's the same exact exchange. It's just in the reverse. So the bottom line is, what we have is a Machloikis HaMeiroim. We have two brothers that were Megayer. One brother married a woman, now he gave her a get. Could the other brother marry her or could he not? If these were Yidden, then of course the answer would be no. Eishes ach, shaloi b'malka mitzvah, it would be a problem. The question over here is, being that they're not really brothers, even though biologically they're brothers, but halachically they're not, because Gershon is character cut in Shanei Lodami. So the question is there a problem or not? Machloikis, Rav Acher by Yaakov, and Rav Sheshes, Rav Acher by Yaakov said it's mutter, Rav Sheshes said it's also zokta gemara. Now, a whole series of Toshmas. Toshmas, Shnei Achim Tumah, there were two brothers that were twins. Geirim, they were also Geirim. V'chein Meshuchrarim, or they were originally Avadim Knanim, and they were freed. The halach is, if one brother dies, there's no Yibin, there's no Chalitza. V'ein Chayovim Mishom Eishasach. This is what the diktuk is going to be. And there's no Chiyuv Eishasach, meaning there's no mitzvah Yibin v'chalitza. And if one of the brothers would do Yibin, he wouldn't be Chayiv. In the event that they were, meaning they were conceived at a time when their parents weren't Jewish, but by the time they were born, the mother had been Megayer, then they still don't do Yibum V'chalitza, because the father, right, his role is in the conception, and being that he was a guy, so therefore they're not Achim Min Av, Avol Chayovim Mishom Eishasach, but they'll be Chayiv Mishom Eishasach. Why? Because these are regular Yidden, and they're Achim Min Ho'eim, not Min Av, but Eishas Ach Min Ho'eim. That's one of the Chamesh Esrei Noshim in the first mission of the Masechta. They're considered Arayis, and as a result, you'll have a regular Chayiv Krisus. Hoysa Heirasan Vilei Dasan Mikdusha. Let's say it was Heirasan and Lei Dasan Mikdusha, so the mother was not Jewish, but then she was Megayer, she conceived these children after she was Megayer, gave birth to these children after she was Megayer. And Allah Zareen Kisrain Lakhal Devraim, then the regular full-fledged Yidden. Ketani Mias, what do we need? We have three cases, we need the first case. Ein Chayov and Mishra Meshazach. The Mishra said that if you have two brothers that were Megayer, Loi Choltzim Veloi Miyabin, and if you did Yibim, there's no Chiyav Eshazach. So what does it sound like? Chiyuv like? It sounds like there's no Chiyav Eshazach. Oh, Yisur Eko. But an Isra Eshazach there is, right? Because if there's not even an Isra Eshazach, so why would you say there's no Chiyav? No Chiyav means there's no slap on the wrist. Tell me better, it's mutter. It sounds like really it's us. And the Mara says, no, who didn't feel you sur and nami lako? Maybe Loyum does not even in Isser. I did the Bible Misni Seifa. Aval Chayavim Tony Nami Reisha in Chayavim. The reason we use the word Chayavim, even though it's probably not the best word to use, you should just say a big achidish, say it's even gonna be mutter, is because the next line we were gonna say Chayavim. In the event that they were Leidosam Biktushos and now they're Achim in O'im. So now there would already be a Chayav because there's a regular Eishasach. So there we had to use the word chayavim. So there from the ratio we also use the word chayavim or in chayavim. Even though really to say mutter would have been a better word. Amar Rava. Rava said, Had Amar Rabbanon in of le mitzri. This that the Rabbanon said that a mitzri does not have a father. Now the word mitzri is lavdafka. What we mean is that an Eina Yehudi, his father in halach is not really considered his father. Who said this? The Rabbanon said this. Rava commented, Loi tema. Don't think the reason is mishum de shtufi bezima. Because they're shtufei zima, the loyadia, and as a result, they don't really know who their father is. Again, a whole sugi in the first parak of Masechtas Chulin. Why maka avav v'imay is mois yumas? It's all based on a roiv and a ruba the lesser kaman of roi bilas achar abal. It's a sugya. Oh, so by the end of Yehudi, it's pasha. You don't have that sugya, and as a result, so that's the reason. So that's not the reason. Which would, by the way, imply an afgamina that avul yodia chayshinon. If they did know who their father was, then you would have a problem. That's not the pshat. Elafil diyadiyah nami lechashinin. Even if you have a mitzri who knows exactly who his father is, still his father's not his father. In halach, how do I know that? Shnei achim tu'umim. Because if you have two brothers that are twins, the tipa achas hoyo. How were they twins? They came from one tipa, the nechlikol lishnayim, which got divided into two. So they're for sure brothers. Meaning, let's say they don't know who their father is, but whoever it is, it's the same person. How do you know that? Because when they look in the mirror, they see they're twins. So it's clear that these two brothers are Achim and Ohav. And still the Ketani say, for loy chaltz and v'loy miyabim. And still the halach is loy chaltz and v'loy miyabim. Shmami, no, what do you see from here? Afkure, afkure, rachmona lazari. You see, it's a din. This halach, that when it comes to a goy, there's no yichos mitzad Ohav. It's not stam because we don't know. It's a din. And the reason there is such a din is because the Torah was mafkir their zera. Vizirmas susim zirmasam. Rashi says zirmas susim is referring to the zera. Shuhu yorek kecheitz kezerem mayim hamikaleach bekoyach. But either way, their zerem is like the zerem of susim. And just like susim don't have yichas, so too oivdei kechavim don't have yichas. Zok the Gemara. Returning to the machloikis. Whether or not two brothers that are magayer, one of them gets married, he divorces his wife, is there an eshesach midrabanan, or is there no eshesach midrabanan? So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a right. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, I said there was a story by Niftayim Hager. There was a ger, his name was Niftayim. Shenasa eshesach me'imoy. He married eshes achiv me'imoy. So he had a brother. His brother was his brother from his mother. His brother had a wife, divorced his wife, and then he married her. The story came to the Chacham of Amru, and they said, "Ain ishus lager." When a ger has ishus, it's not ish. Right? The Gemara, "Ain ishus lager." The ger, the kaddish alchanami, like tafsi b'kedushin. You tell me, literally, there's no ishus lager, right? That sounds very misleading. It sounds like the ger marries somebody, he can't get married. No, that's not what it means. Aleima ain iser ishus ach lager. Much better, right? There's no iser ishus ach for a ger. Why not? Because gerishin is ger kachanal. Let me say, they're not brothers. So she's not an ishus ach. So the Gemara, my love, the nusva ach kishuger. It sounds like the case was where the two brothers were Megayer, and after they were Megayer, one of the brothers got married. And still we're saying, Ein Isser Eishes Ach Leger, even though the marriage took place after they were Megayer. Who's that a kash on? It's a kash on Rav Sheishes. Rav Sheishes said there should be an Isser. The Rabbani Mar says, it's not the case. The case has nothing to do with Rav Sheishes. The Nosfa Kishu Oyved Koychavim. It's talking about where there were two brothers. One of the brothers got married when he was an Oyved Koychavim. Oh, he married this woman when he was an Oved Koychavim. So obviously, this woman is not Eishes Achiv, because that wasn't even a marriage. It wasn't Kadas Moshev Yisrael. When you have two brothers that were Megayer, and one brother got married, B'chuppah B'kedushin, Kadas Moshev Yisrael. So then it's a Chiddush to tell me, yeah, Eishes Ach, no Eishes Ach, it's a Sugyo. But in the event that one of the brothers got married when he was an Oved Koychavim, Savad, his wife is not a wife. And if he was Megayer later, Zichah, that whole Eishes is a Chukavit Lula. And as a result, there's no Eishes Ach. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, if that's the case, Keshu Oved Koychavim, Maiva Meimer, what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says a little bit of a chiddush. I would have thought ligzer k'shuav k'chavim atu k'shuav ger kamashmalan. I would have thought that according to Rav Sheishes, being the Rav Sheishes holds that there is an eshesach for a ger's brother once the ger was megayer. Meaning, if the ger got married after he was already megayer, then his brother would have an isser eshesach. So maybe there should be an isser eshesach even for a woman that he married before he was megayer. I'm getting assuming she's a Jewish woman right now, but if he was married to her at any point, even before he was Megayer, maybe that would be enough for there to be an Eshesach. Kamash Malon, that's not going to be a problem. But either way, as it relates to this story, there was a real life story. Niftayim Ager, who married Eshes Achav Mi'imoy, Bom Maisel of Nechachonim, and they said, Ein Isser Eshesach Lager. What's Pshat in this Maisel? It goes back to the same Machlokes Amiram. According to Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, the Maisel was Pashit. The Maisel was where there were two brothers, they were both Megayer, one of them got married, he divorced his wife, the other brother was allowed to marry her. Aye, Eishes Ach, no, not in this case. According to Rav Sheishes, no, the case was where she had been married to his brother before he was Megayer. At that point, it wasn't a real Ishus. Now everybody was Megayer. Now he's allowed to marry her. Now it's already a whole different story. Zot Gemara Tashma, bring you a ride from another Maisa. Domar Ben Yassion. Ben Yassion said, Shalachti the Krak Yayom. I once went to some distant land. Matzasi Ger Echad, I met a Ger. Shenosa Eishes Ocha Me'ima. He was married. Mamish Ta'ar Sugyo. Eishes Ocha Me'ima. Immediately I told him, Ni Mihir Shecha. Who gave you permission to marry this woman? He told him, I read Isha Vishivimaneh. He said, there's a woman in my neighborhood who has seven sons and they're gerim, and they all married a situation like this. The way Rashi explains it, all seven sons were married, they all divorced their wives, and one of the other brothers ended up marrying one of these women. But the bottom line is, you had a whole mishpacha that was made up of a zelchem Isis, feels a little bit like yesterday's daf, and the bottom line is, the eighth riddle, but that's what happened over here. So the Gemara says, and you should know, as it relates to Lamaisa, how did they know this is the right thing? Because Asaf says, Yosh Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva sat on this bench, V'omar Shnei Dvarim, and the Tibik Zog Tzvei Zachem. Number one, he said, Ger Noisa Isha Zachem Imai. Or Ger is allowed to marry Isha Zachem Imai. And the second thing he said was, V'omar, nothing to do with our Sugya, V'ayid Dvar Hashem El Yoyna, Shein Eslema. So this is Yoyna of Mafta Yoyna fame. So Hashem comes to Yoyna, we all know the story of Yoyna. He came to him, Shein Es, and Tzveitin Mo. And Rabbi Akiva Darshan, Shein Es Dibri Imai Shechina, Shlish Es Loi Dibri Imai Shechina. The Shechina spoke to Yoyna for a second time, but didn't speak to him for a third time. After Yoyna's reaction to the whole Maisu and Ninveh, he never spoke to him again. But what do you see from here? Ketani Miyas, this is Rabbi Akiva talking, right? We said earlier, it's not Rabbi Akiva. Well, now it is Rabbi Akiva, right? So this is Rabbi Akiva talking. And what did he say? Ger noise eishes achim yimoy. So it's a foolish Rabbi Akiva. So how could Rav Sheshes argue? So the Gemara says, my love, the nosva achim pshu ger. Again, the question is, presuming that the case was the case that Rav Acha v'Yakim and Rav Sheshes were discussing, where the brother got married after he was Megayer. The Gemara says, Loi, the Nasvik Shu Evi Kechavim. It's talking about where he got married when he was still Evi Kechavim. So the Gemara says, Maila Meir, then it's obvious. The Gemara says, no, Ma'adu Teim, I would have thought, Nigzik Shu Evi Kechavim, Matuk Shu Ger, same terrace. You would have thought that being according to Rav Sheshes, if you get married after he was Megayer, would be a problem. So maybe if he gets married even before he was Megayer, once she's Eishas Achiv, that's already initial Kamash one, that's the Chiddush, it's not going to be a problem. So the Gemara is going to digress now for a few lines, and the Gemara is going to discuss the with Rabbi Akiva. Number one, Umi Mehemin, was this man believed? Should he have been believed? So this man, Ben Yasyon, said, well, Ben Yasyon was the one who went. Kasholachti the Krakya Yan, he met a ger who had been married to Eishas Achim Imai. He called him out on it. He said, what are you doing? It's Rav Sheshes' halacha. So he told him back, a Maisa Shahaya, there were seven children of one woman that lived in this family, in this shtot, and they all did it. It was based on the Pesach of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, you can't just pull out a story like that. If there's a Talmud Chacham that has a halacha, right? This is his halacha. He had a Messiah, he knows this. If he acts upon his halacha, and he was saying over the halacha before he acted upon it, so then we trust him to back up what he's doing based on what he said. But if he first did, and then people came to him, they questioned him, and he said, oh, no, I heard it from Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean? How come I never knew that until you finally got caught doing it? So then already we don't trust him. Enjoy him like. So Lechura, why was this person believed to say over his Maisa with Rabbi Akiva and his Grace Halach over here? Lechura, this is someone who did, now is trying to corroborate what he did with a Messiah that no one seems to know other than him. So the Gemara says three truths. Anybody say, you could say, maybe the Maisa Shaya was with this person. He used to always say this over. Even before he married this woman, he always used to say this. Anybody say, he wasn't just saying over something he heard from Rabbi Akiva. He was pointing. He said, I'm telling you, this is the way people fear Zach. So being that he was able to back it up with a custom, it was a little bit stronger. Because when he said over what Rabbi Akiva said, he didn't over say over one halacha, he said over two halachas. He said Rabbi Akiva said this, and then he said something else. What was this something else? So it was a Dvar Agada. What was the Dvar Agada? Amar Marba. He Dvar Shemal Yonah Shein Eslemer. Shein Es Dibri Ima Shechina. Shlich Es Lai Dibri Ima. The Shechina spoke to Yonah for a second time, but didn't speak to him to a third. Afraid is that true? The Shechina never spoke to Yonah after say for Yonah Vaksiv. There's a passage that says, Hu Heishiv is referring to one of the kings of Klal Yisrael, during Bayis Rishon, Yeravam ben Yoyosh. And the Pasuk says that he returned as Gvul Yisrael, Melovai Chamas ad Yama Arava. Kidvar Hashem, Asher Diber, Biyad Avdoi, Yoyna ben Amitai Anovi. So you see clearly there was another Nevuah that happened to Yoyna. Now the Nevuah of Ninveh was the first Nevuah. So this obviously happened later. And you see clearly that Hashem is talking to Yoyna even after the Maisa of Mafta Yoyna. Amar Ravina. So Ravina says, you have to say, Al Iske Ninveh Komar. That when Rabbi Akiva said that Hashem never spoke to Yoyna again, he meant he never discussed Ninveh again. We won't discuss. We're not going to talk about Ninveh anymore. Other things are Adda. You're still Navi, but Ninveh, this is already off the table. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Gamar Hachi Kamar. This is Pshat in that Pasuk. No, you're not reading that Pasuk right. The Pasuk doesn't mean that whatever Yeravam ben Yoyosh did was based on a Nevuah of Yoyna. But rather what it means is, Kidvar Hashem asher dibir biyad avdoi ha-Navi. Meaning, Kishem she-nepach le-Ninveh mirol le-Toivah, kach b'mei Yeravam in Yoyosh, nefach lam le-Yisrael mirol le-Toivah. The Pasuk is describing something that Yeravam did. And he was able to be mahapach the state of the union from Rol to Toivah. And the Pasuk is just telling two Moshul Amad Avadoyma, Yonah did the same thing. He did it for Nineveh. Nineveh was Nepach Mirala Toiva. In that same vein, this was also Nepach Mirala Toiva. Either way, we return to our regular program, which is a Machloikis, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes, regarding two brothers. They're both Geirim. They were not born Jewish. One of them got married, divorced his wife. Could the other brother marry that wife, or could he not marry the wife? It's a machloikis, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov says yeah, Rav Sheshes says no. Everyone agrees midday raisa, so it's not a problem, because Gerish and Iskari Kot and Shanel, I mean, they're not really brothers. The shaila over here is whether this an Issa Rabban is not Issa Rabban. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Gerish Ahoye Lei Dasei Bikdusha Vei Rasi Shlei Bikdusha. It's a little bit of a long raisa. So there was a Ger who was Lei Dasei Bikdusha Vei Rasi Shlei Bikdusha. So his mother conceived him when she wasn't Jewish, but he was born when his mother was already Jewish. Additionally, the father wasn't Jewish. So Yeshli Sher Ha'im, being that he was born to a Jewish mother, so all his relatives that he has from his maternal side are considered relatives. Being that his father, when he conceived of him, was not a Yid, Zirmasusim Zirmasam, he has no chayas to his father, and as a result, all the relatives that he has from his paternal side are not going to be relatives. Keitzad, Nosa Achoisa Minoim, in the event that he marries Achoisa Minoim, he marries his sister. How is she his sister? Because they have the same mother. Yoitzi, oh. Because we just said that they have relatives, Mitzadoim, Minhoav. If, however, if he would marry Achoisa Minoav, Yikayim, so then he'd be able to stay married because he has no chayas Mitzadoim. Achoisa of, let's say he marries his father's sister. This is interesting. Min ha'em, if it's achoisa of, meaning it's his father's maternal sister, yoitzi, because sher ha'em. Min ha'av, if it's his father's paternal sister, you guys think it's they married. Achoisa ha'em, what if he marries his mother's sister? Min ha'em, if it's his mother's sister, because it's his mother's maternal sister, yoitzi, but that's mishpach ha'em. Min ha'av, if it's his mother's paternal sister, rameya oimer, yoitzi, rameya says, yoitzi, chama oimer, yikayim, chama say, yikayim. Why did Rameya say Yoitzi? Rameya used to say, Kol Ervo, Shehum Yeshum Sheira Aim Yoitzi. As long as it's a Tzad Aim, it's Yoitzi. At the end of the day, it's his mother's sister. Who cares that it's his mother's paternal sister? But it's your mother, that's the point. And you have Sheiches, you have Sheiros to your mother, and that's why it's going to be an issue. The Brisa continues and says, Umutter Be'eshes Achiv. There's no Isser Be'eshes Achiv. Obviously, this is what we're going to focus on. Ube'eshes Achi Achiv. Not just that, a person like this, who was Hayrosish Le Biktusha Vilaidase Biktusha, he's going to be mutter in his father's brother's wife. Vishar Kola Rice, Mutaris like all other rice, also gonna be mutter. Lasuye, what's that coming to be marba? We mentioned a lot of that rice already. Eshesab. It's coming to Lasuye Eshesab. His father's wife is also not a problem. Nasa Ishobita. What happens if a person married Ishobita? So Rashi says this is already talking about a regular ger. Meaning there was an Ovik Chavim who married Isha Ubita. He was married to a mother and a daughter. And then they were all Megayer. So the halacha is, at this point, he can't be married to both Isha Ubita. Not Midei Raisa, he could, but Midei Rabbanan he can't. So Koinis Achas, Umoitzi Achas. You stay married to one, and the other one you have to give a get to. Lichat Chila lo yichnois. Lichat Chila don't get married. The Gemara will explain what this is referring to. Meisa Ishtai, in the event that a person's wife died, so we're talking about a man that was married to a Giyoris. If his wife dies, he can then marry his wife's mother. Now, ordinarily, if a person's married not to a Giyoris and his wife dies, he still can't marry Chamoisai. Chamoisai is an erva mitzad his ishos. He has a wife, can't marry his wife's daughter, his wife's mother, his wife's sister, and all of these arayas survive death. The only one that doesn't is Achis Ishtai. Chamoisai does. However, as it relates to a Giyoris, Mesa Ishtai, if the Giyoris dies, then Mutta Bechamoisa. Ikudatani, some said, Asa Bechamoisa. So again, a lot of halachas, the Gemara is going to talk about a few of them, but first, the one we need, and that is Ketani Mios, Mutta Beishas Achiv. It says over here, a Ger is Mutta Beishas Achiv. My love, the Nasva Achiv Shu Ger. Again, we're going through this exercise over and over and over again. My love, it's talking about even where your brother married this woman after he was already Megayer, and still it says it's Mutta Tzakash and Rav Shej. Gemara says, Lay, the Nasva Shu Evikacham. So when he married when she was a Mevikacham, when he was an Evikacham. So Gemara, if that's the case, my love. Name it, what's the Chiddish? My love, I would have told Ligzak Shu Evikachamim. Atu kishuger. I would have thought that maybe you should make a gzeira kamash malon. That's the chiddush. Amarma. Nasa ishobita. In the event that somebody marries ishobita, koina achas, umaitzi achas. Meaning, somebody was an oivik chavim. He was married to a mother and a daughter. then everybody was Megayrus. He can't be married to all of them anymore. So you can pick which wife he wants to stay married to. That's the one he stays married to. Might see the other one. Then the Braisman said the very next words, Lechatchila lo yichnois. Lechatchila, don't get married. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Hashtafuke mafik. Lechatchila mi. You just said you have to give a get. So if you have to give a get, what does it mean, Lechatchila lo yichnois? You just said might see one of them. So obviously, that's the one that's lechatchila lo yichnois. But if you have to be moitzi, then it's not just lo yichnois. So the Gemara says hasam kai. That line of lechatchila lo yichnois is actually referring back to earlier on the brayso. Achi kamer hachdam rabbani yikayim lechatchila lo yichnois. Rashi says it's referring to Amid Aleph, the very beginning of the brayso, where the brayso said that this ger who was leidase biktusha vayrase shalei biktusha, he has sher ha'im, he doesn't have sher ha'av. What does it mean? Doesn't have sher ha'av. So the brayso said nasa. If he marries Achoisa Minoav, for example, he could be married to her. What do you mean? It's a sister, but it's only Misado Av, and therefore Yekayim. It's on that the Brice is saying, it's only Yekayim. Meaning Yekayim is okay. Abel Chathilo lo Yechnais. Chathilo, a person should be sensitive even to She'eros Mitzad Ha'av. Meso Ishtoi Muta Bechamoisev. Igedetani also Bechamoisev. If somebody's married to a Giyoris and then the Giyoris dies, so Machloikis. One man says Muta Bechamoisev, the other man says also Bechamoisev. And again, just to be clear, ordinarily also Bechamoisev. Here we're dealing with a Giyoris. And one says, what's a Tali? In. So the Gemara brings us back to a machloikis tanam that we saw a few dafin ago. Chodo k'Rabbi Shmuel, v'chodo k'Rabbi Akiva. One tana held like Rabbi Shmuel, the other tana held like Rabbi Akiva. Man, the asa, the one that says asa k'Rabbi Shmuel, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Dama chamoisa la chamisa b'isur kaimo. Chamoisa is an isur sreifa, and he holds Rabbi Shmuel does that chamoisa has the same chumra after. To the wife dies, just like it is a chumra when the wife is alive. So being that it's just as chumra, it's very chumra, chamoisa la chamisa, so the chachamim imposed a chamoisa de rabbanon, even for a geyoris. The gabi ger goes with a rabbanon. Man the shari, the one that says it's mutik Rabbi Akiva. He also like Rabbi Akiva, dama chamoisa la chamisa kolash leisu, right? The chamoisa la chamisa is not as chumra, it's aser, but it's kolash le, Rashi, ain't a bisreifa. So because it's not sreifa, the gabi ger goes with rabbanon, so rabbanon decided they're going to be mekel as well. As for that reason they said that as it relates to Geyoris, there's not going to be an Isser. So just a little bit of raid as it relates to today's daf. So really the topic of today's daf is we're discussing the halachas of Gerim, the halachas of Gershon, Eskayer, Kekot, and Shenoyludami, but at the same time, the sensitivity that the Chachamim had, that in certain situations, even though Gershon, Eskayer, Kekot, and Shenoyludami, it's really this Ger loses his whole yachas to his entire immediate and extended family, but still, certain dinim are going to be in effect. So just to talk about this inyan, albeit in a lighter context, and that is, as it relates to the mitzvah of kibud avim. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perikei Halacha Yud Aleph says, Hager, someone that converts into Judaism, Aser lekalel aviv, Hagoy ulahakoysay ulavazayim, is not allowed to hit his father who's not a Jew. He can't be mekalel him, can't curse him, and he can't be mevaz him. Why? Says the Rambam, kideish lo yoimru. So that people shouldn't say, Bo mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala. Because being that when this person was a ben noyach, he was sensitive not to hit his father, not to embarrass his father, not to be Mekala's father. If now when he's a yid, he's going to do those things, people are going to say, look at this. Must be when he was a ben noyach, he had a kedusha chamura, and now he only has a kedusha kala. V'harai, he's more mekel now in the inyan of kibud avim than he used to be. So that people shouldn't say that. It's for that reason, says the Rambam, Hager also lekalu loviv hagoy ulakoisa uluvazeu. And then the Rambam says, v'noyak by mixes kovet. So lemaisa, what is he supposed to do? So okay, you don't hit him, you're not mekalu, you're not mevazim. And as it relates to the mitzvah of kibud avim, you should be noyak mixas kovet. Some dinim of kovet, the person should be noyak. So the Rambam says that Hager has a limited halacha of kibud avim, and the reason is, so that people shouldn't say bo mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kal. Because when he was a ben noyach, he had some form of kibud avim. So if he had some form of kibud avim when he was a ben noyach, he has to have some form of kibud avim now as well. Now, just to explain, bir dvar of hapshutin shel haRambam, and that is a ger is chayiv in tayag mitzvahs. One of the tayag mitzvahs are gershen is geyer is kabed es avicha v'asimecha. There's a counterpart to that, ish imoy v'aviv tiro. There's another counterpart to that. Maka aviv imay ma'isuma mekal aviv imay. So these are mitzvahs in the Torah. Stating that a ger doesn't have a father. The reason he doesn't have a father is because gershen is gair kagan shenoyel dami. So even though it's true he's chayv in tayak mitzvahs, v'altegahata tata, v'altegahata chiyuv in kabbalas avicha v'asimecha. Abraham is kein tata. And because he doesn't have a father, because of Gerushin is Karakot and Shonai Lodami, so therefore, at first glance, he would not have a mitzvah of Kabed Esavicha Vesimecha. He would not have a mitzvah of Kibbut Avei. Stating that, says the Rambam, a shtukal Torah. Kideisha lo yoimru bo mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala. Chazal said that being that this person, when he was a guy, had some version of Kibbut Avei, so therefore, now, too, he has to have a little bit of halacha of Kibbut Avei as well. Now, where did the Rambam get that from? He got it from a Gemara. A Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, ironically, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara there was discussing the Isurei Arayos of an Oved Kechavim. And the Gemara says that really, when a Ger is Megayer, at that point, he shouldn't have any Isurei Arayos, like we saw in our Sugya. However, says the Gemara, he's still going to be Aser in his Kraytim. So for example, Achoysai is going to be Aser. Imai, Bitai are all going to be Aser. Why? Says the Gemara, Shalo Yoimru, people shouldn't say, Bo Mikdusha Chamura L'Kdusha Kala. And being that when he was in Ben Noyach, he had Arayos. So too now, when he's a Yid, he has to have Arayos as well. Not Mi'ikradin. Mi'ikradin Gershin Eskairos Kekan Shana L'Dami. But Shalo Yoimru, he has to have some sort of Alacha. So the Rambam applied what the Gemara said in Yevamos Chav Beis Amud Aleph regarding Yisuri Arayis to Hilchas Kibbut Avei. So says the Rambam that even though a ger, mi ikra din should not have a mitzvah of Kibbut Avei. Why? Not because he's not chayiv. Of course he's chayiv. He's chayiv in all the mitzvahs. But because he doesn't have a father, kabid es avicha, and he's kirkot and shenoy ladami. But just like the Gemara said regarding Yisuri Arayis, where this man doesn't have his relatives, yet he has the Isurim of Arayis as if they were his relatives. Shelo yoimru, so people shouldn't say, bo mikdusha kamura l'kdusha kala. So too, as it relates to the mitzvah of kibbut avim, says the Rambam, that the same thing is going to be true. However, the Rambam's not so pashut. And really, the achroinim, all mucha to understand the Rambam. Why? Because bishloima, as it relates to Arayis, a ben noyach is muzer on Arayis. It's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So when this person was a ben noyach, he had an iser to be baal achoysai. Now that he's a yid, because gershin is gar kakot and shenoy l'dami, he's going to be mutter. People are going to say, oh, the original kedusha must have been the kedusha chamura, and this is the kedusha kala. So shalayim, to prevent people from saying that, therefore we say that, no, he's going to have an iser. But I understand the shalayim, because he had an iser, and now you're telling me that he should be mutter. A bekibet of aim, where do you find that a ben noyach is chayiv in kibet of aim? It's not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So l'chura, if it's not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, what's Pashup Shat? So if you look in the side of the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Hilchas Kibbut Avei'im, it's in Yeridea Simin Reish Mem Aleph. So there's a pirish, it's called Yad Avram, from one of the Kadmoinim. And Yad Avram says that even though it's true, you don't find anywhere that B'nei Noyach Achayiv and Kibbut Avei'im, but you find that the B'nei Noyach were punished for not giving proper kavod to their father and mother. And the example that he gives is Cham. Cham was Mevaza, his father, and because of that, Ur Kanan, he was cursed, and he was punished for it. So you see that the Torah punished even B'nai Noyach for not being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kibbut Avei'im. So you see already that even though there is no mitzvah, but there was a punishment for it, Vaistais, it's an Indian, and if it's an Indian, it's enough to say, Shalo Yoimru, Bo Mikdusha Chamura L'Kdusha Kala. But Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Agos in Shulchan Aruch, says that the Yoisin Nira, that the Pshat's more Pashit. Avada ben Noach doesn't have a mitzvah of Kibbut Avei'im. But the Bnei Noach, Benimuseyem, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, they observe the mitzvah of Kibbut Avei'im. It's a mitzvah sichlius that most decent people observe, even without them necessarily having a gun pointed at their head and being told that this is something that you have to do. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Enochinami, it's true that a ben noyach doesn't have a mitzvah of kibbut avei'im. But the nimuseyim, they observe the mitzvah of kibbut avei'im. And being that they observe it, if you're going to tell him now that he's not mechuyev to do it anymore, or if he's not going to do it, shaloyomru, people are going to say, bo mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Enochinami, the shaloy bo mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala of the Rambam and Hilchas Mamrim and Hilchas kibbut avei'im is not the same as the Shloi Bo Mikdusha Chamur Lekdusha Kala of Yuvamis Daf Chav Beis. Yuvamis Daf Chav Beis are sugya where we're dealing with the Isuri Arayas. There the Benayach has an Isur Erva. So you're going to tell me Gershon Iskaris Kekot and Shanoilu Dami, now he shouldn't have an Isur Erva anymore? People are going to say, he used to have an Isur Arayas. Now he doesn't have an Isur. So we know the Teretz. It's Lomdish. It's a rape bite. It's Gershon Iskaris Kekot and Shanoilu Dami. But Shalayomru, there's like a Maris Ayim piece over here. People are going to say you went from Kedusha Chamur to Kedusha Kala, and it's for that reason Chazal said this should be an Isra Arayas. This is not that mamish. It's a little diluted. But the Metzias is that Fart, Bnei Noyach, do observe Kibbut of Aim. And if now he's not going to observe Kibbut of Aim, Viter, Benimuseyam, people are going to say Shalayomru, Bom, Kedusha Chamur, Kedusha Kala. And for that reason, there has to be a Mitzvah Kibbut of Aim. This is the way Rabbi Kiva Eger learns Pshat in this Rambam here in Perikei in Hilchas Marim. Now, at the end of the day, just to explain the Rambam a little bit further, just to take it to the finish line. So the Rambam says, so what's the halacha? V'noyeg by mitzvahs kavod. So the halacha is going to be that this child has to be noyeg mitzvahs kavod. Now, the Rambam doesn't say which dinim of kibbut of aim the child has to be noyeg, and which dinim of kibbut of aim the child does not have to be noyeg. So what is the halacha? Which mitzvahs dinim, yeah, and which mitzvahs dinim not? But I think the pshat is pashit, and just behektim one classic meshach achma. Ramei Simcha in Parshas Vaaschanan. It's on the pasuk Kabed es avicha ve'esimecha. So the Aseres Hadibris, of which Kabed es avicha ve'esimecha is one of, is mentioned in the Torah twice. It's in Parshas Yisroi, and then it's a Mishnah Torah again in Parshas Vaaschanan. And in Parshas Vaaschanan, the Torah says Kabed es avicha ve'esimecha kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, like the Eibush that commanded you l'man yarichun yomecha u'l'man yitav loch. Alo Adama, Asher Hashem Noisein, Asher Not, Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisein Lach. So the pasuk says Kabed es avicha ve'esimecha, and the pasuk adds Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. So Rmei Simcha Meshach Chachma asks, what does it mean Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha? What are those words coming to say? Rashi says in Chumash Kasher Tzivcha Al Kibud Aveim B'Mara, because one of the mitzvahs that the Yidu when it's Tav in Mara was Kibud Aveim. I understand. Kabed es avicha ve'esimecha Kasher Tzivcha B'Mara. Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, it's Sivcha right now. Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha, just like David was mitzvah in Mara, Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha, so too now you should understand that you have to observe that commandment. What does that even mean? So Rmei Simcha says beautiful. Rmei Simcha says that if you think about it, every person understands that he has an obligation to be mechabed his parents. Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha is the quintessential mitzvah sichli. It's something that everybody understands that it's something that he needs to do. Why? So Rabbi Simcha says, if you think about it, there's really two reasons. Number one, a person's father and mother are mevi'ei l'chayo l'mazeh. They take care of them. They're young, they raise them, they provide them with all their needs. And because a parent is mevi'ei, his child, l'chayo l'mazeh, so it's for that reason he has an obligation to be mechabedim. Additionally, every father imparts in his child emuna shma bini musar avicha vihigadato levincha bayayma huleymar. And really, the mesoira of shal avicha viyageitcha, right, it all comes from a person's parents. And that's another reason why he has an obligation to be mechabed him mitzad ha-seichel. So the seichel is mechayev that a child be mechabed his parents and honor his parents, number one, because he's mevi'i l'chayo olam hazeh, and to a degree, he's also mevi'i l'chayo olam haba. Says Rmei Simcha, both of these things did not apply when the Yidden were in the Midbar. Says why? In the Midbar, did a father have to provide for his child? No. What do you have to give him? You didn't have to support him. You didn't have to give him anything. Man came from Shemayim. Water came from the bear. Protection came from the Anani Yaakovit. Clothing, simlosom, leibalsa. They had everything that they needed. So it wasn't necessary. What about Amuna? Did a father have to sit down with a child and tell him, you should know, once upon a time, Avadim Ayunu L'Parav Mitzrayim? No, that's something we have to do now. But then they lived it. They saw it. And because they were witnessing these miracles every single day, so the tzivoy of the Igadah to Levincha Bayoyma Huleymar wasn't something that was really necessary. So says Ramei Simcha, Ich Volt Gevolt Meinen, that maybe the only time a child has to honor his parents is when his parents provide for him. But if a person's parents, for whatever reason, and don't provide for him, maybe he has no chi of kibud avein. Zok de Torah, kabed es avicha v'esimecha, kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Where was the kasher tzivcha? Zok Rashi and Mara. When you were in the Midbar, you got a mitzvah of kibud avein. Tell me, when you were in the Midbar, What then was your father really doing for you? What was your mother really doing? It was falling from heaven. Olam haba, it was clear. Wherever you looked, you saw it. As a result, there really wasn't much being provided. And afal pike, the Torah was mazer, kibud aveim. This is a limud l'dayrus, that every yid, regardless of what the situation is, as relates to his parents, kabed esovicho vasimecho, kashet sivcho Hashem elokecha. But I think it's poshet, that this inyan of kabed esovicho vasimecho, kashet sivcho Hashem elokecha, that the mitzvah of kibud aveim defies logic and really has nothing to do with any quid pro quo and has nothing to do with the relationship that a person has with his parents, what his parents do or don't do, if chalila, they don't treat him in the right way. There's a mitzvah esed deiraisa of kabed esavicha vasimecha. It's rooted in sichli. But at the end of the day, like Rimei Simcha says, kashet sivcha Hashem alekecha. At the end of the day, this is a mitzvah. And this is a mitzvah that a yid has to do just like he has to do every other mitzvah in the Torah. That's pasha that a benoyach, l'chayr, would not have that mitzvah. A benoyach's mitzvah of kibud aveim is what? It's shalayoimru. People shouldn't say, bo mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kala. Fregin d'achroinim, what do you mean, bo mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kala? When he was Kedusha Chamura, he had a mitzvah of Kibud Aveim. What mitzvah of Kibud Aveim did he have? He didn't have any mitzvah. The teretz is Reb Kiva Eger. What's the teretz? It's Benimuseyem. So Benimuseyem, they always kept Kibud Aveim. That's Pasha de Ben Noyach that keeps Kibud Aveim Benimuseyem. That's to the degree, it's to the extent that the Seichel's Mechayivim to keep a Kibud Aveim. But to the extent that the Seichel's not Mechayivim to keep Kibud Aveim, of course he's not going to keep Kibud Aveim. That's the Nafkemino. I think that's Pshan the Rambam. The Rambam saying that a Ben Noyach, a Ger, has a Chi of Kibud Aveim. Also the kalel, also the koisoi, also the vazeyu. The noyek by mixas kovin. What's the mixas kovin that he has to be noyek? Whatever the seichel is mechayiv in hilchas kibud aveim, whatever benimuseyem they would do, that's something that you're obligated to do as well. But if it's a situation where the seichel would not be mechayiv, then in that instance you wouldn't have to do it either. And that's in contrast to a yid. A yid has a shulchan aruch, a whole simon reish mem and kibud aveim in Yeridea, where the shulchan aruch talks about chapter and verse all the different halachas that govern how a child has to be mechaber his parents. All those intricate and detailed halachas are not necessarily going to apply to this person. This person is only going to have to do a vifl nimuseim upon. Just to give one example, the mechaber says in simin reish mem sivkot nches ad heichon kibud aveim. How far does kibud aveim go? Afilu natli kis shel zehuvin shalai. If a person's father would take his kis shel zehuvin. Sounds like a lot of money. In front of him, he would throw it into the yam. He shouldn't embarrass him. He shouldn't be mitzayir him. And he shouldn't get angry. He should know kashet tzivcha Hashem alikecha, and he should be quiet, and he shouldn't say one word. This is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Simin reish mem sivkot ches. This halacha, I don't think, is one of the mikzas halachas that the Rambam is referring to when he says that he should be noyeg mikzas dinei kovet. The mikzas dinei kovet are the nimuseyim. It's the kibud aveim that the seichel is mechayev. This, I don't know if the seichel is mechayev. In fact, from the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like the seichel is not mechayev. All it is yikabel gzeres hakasav yishtoy. And those are the halachas that this ger that was megayer would not have to observe. Just to end with one other ha'ara, and that is, so we're talking about this inyan, a davar nifla that I just saw, and we're discussing the halacha of kibud aveim as it relates to a ger, as it relates to a ben noyach. So what came to mind is a Rashi in Chumash. Rashi is in the end of Parshas Noyach. The end of Parshas Noach, the very last pasuk. Vayehi yumei Terach, chomei shana umasayim shana. Terach lived 205 years to the ripe old age. Vayomos Terach b'charon. And Terach died in Charon. That's the last pasuk in Parshas Noach. First pasuk in Parshas Lech, everybody knows. Vayehi Hashem alavim lechuchem yadchum yadchum ezavicho el oretz asher arech. And it certainly sounds like, just from the hemshach of the psukim, that first Terach died, and then afterwards, Avram Avinu left. Says Rashi, it's not really true. Vayomas terech b'charon la'achar sheyotza Avram mecharon. It's after Avram had already left Charon. In fact, it was more than 60 years, says Rashi, after Avram left Charon. This is a muktam of Uchabat Torah. It's off literally by a half a century. So says Rashi, v'loma hikdam ha'kasim yisashu shal terech litziyasu shal Avram. So why then did the Torah write it out of order? Shalai yehei adovah mufursam lakah. Because we wanted to keep it quiet. V'yoyim, we were afraid that people are going to say, like, Kayim Avram is Kibud Av. That Avram Avinu wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of Kibud Av. Shehinichay zaken v'halach loy. Because he left the zaken, he left his father, who was old at the time, and he went away. Leficha kari akos of meis. Therefore, the pasuk said that he died, even though really he didn't die. He didn't die until later, but to protect, to preserve the reputation of Avram Avinu, that people shouldn't say that he nich zaken and he went off. So like this, the Torah says, Vayomas terach b'charon, and only afterwards, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, lech lecha meyartzecho mimeyladetcho mibeis avicho el haoretz asher areka. The truth is, there's a big discussion in the Kadmoinim, the Mefarshei Rashi, really this Rashi comes from a Medrash, and they talk about why was it that Avram Avinu Taka had a right to leave. Meaning, if Avram had a mitzvah of Kibud Av, maybe he should have been able to stay. Now, I think if you ask the man on the street, he would say, what do you mean Hashem told him to leave? Vayomer Hashem al Avram, lech lecha meyartzecha. But the Achronim are not also happy with that seemingly obvious answer. Regardless, this is a big discussion. The Chidah, in many of his Sfarim, so he brings a pshat that he saw from a kadmon in a sefer called Bigdei Aharon. And he said he saw in the sefer Bigdei Aharon, the Baal Bigdei Aharon actually brings this vart from his son. And he says something nifladik. He says that why does a child have an obligation to be mechaber his father? He says, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Nida, and Masechtas Kedushin as well, Gimbal Shutfim Ba'adam, that a person has three shutfim, a father, a mother, and the third shutif is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means a father has, to a degree, a kinyan. He has some sort of bailus. He has some ownership in his child. He's a shutif, he has partners, but he has a shutif. And because of that shutfis that a person's father has in him, the child has an obligation to be mechabed his father. So the big day Aaron said a dover nifla. He said that when Terach took his son Avram and he handed him over to Nimrod to be thrown into the Kivshon HaEish, he relinquished his chus and his right and his bailus that he had in Avram Avinu. It was kilu, he was mafkir Avram Avinu. He was a bailum, but he was ma'abed it. Now, ladas. And when someone's ma'abed something, ladas, it's called yish, it's called hefker, sugis, and shas. And he gave him up. And being that he gave him up, he lost his shutfis in Avram Avinu. And once he lost his shutfis, now Avram Avinu had no chiv kibbut av anymore. And that's why Avram Avinu said, yeah, David, you want me to go? But say, I kibbut av aim, I have an alta tata, is a shmai tata. He was mafkir me. I lost the whole yichos. It's only al shloish shutfim ba'adam. And now he relinquished his chusami, and therefore he was able to go. So the chidah in his farm brings this dove. And the Chidah in his Sfarim is Moisef, a beautiful Knech. He says, Lefizeh, maybe you could say Pshad in a Gemara that we all know. It's a Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Daf Yura Midbeis, Tanu Rabbana, Shisha Dvarim, Asa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did six controversial things. Al Gimel Hoydaloi, three of them Chamu were masking to, Al Gimel Hoydaloi, and three of them they weren't masking to. Al Gimel Hoydaloi, what were the three they were masking to? He hid the Sefer of Fuois. He destroyed the Nechash HaNechoshes and Girer Atzmois Aviv Almita Shal Chavalim. After his father, Chizkiyahu's father was Achaz, he was a big Rasha, and after he died, he took his Atzmois and he schlepped them and he embarrassed him, Berabim. And as controversial as it was, the Chachamim were masking, they were happy with what it was that he did. And everybody asks, at the end of the day, Chizkiyahu's father, Kabedes Avicha Vasimecha, Mechabdoi Lacha Moisai, had he have a right to do that? Make a taste so you could do it. So the truth is, it's a big shiloh whether a person has a chiv to be mechabed his father if he's a rasha. The Shita Sator is, and a lot of poskim hold, that there is no chiv. He's only chayv and keep it of aim if he's oisa maisa amcha. And this would seem to be the biggest raya in the world to that Shita. But the Rambam Shita is that a person has to be mechabed a father even if he is a rasha. So if that's the case, everyone asks, and the Chidah b'roisham, so how was Chizkiyahu able to do this? So says the Chidah, that according to this Sefer, Bigdei Aharon, I learned the Teretz. And it's based on another Gemara. This one's not as well known. A Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the Avodah Zarah of Moilach. So there would be fathers, they would take their son, and they would hand it over to the Avodah Zarah of Moilach. So the Gemara, Av Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, Bikesh Aviv Lasso Yisloi Kein. Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda's father tried taking Chizkiyahu and handing him over to Moilach. Ella, you know what happened? The last Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga in Seder Moed, the salamandra, and if you take from the blood of the salamandra, you smear it, that protects you from the fire, Kavuchaymer, Yidin that Amalei, Mitzvah Skirimen, right? The Hadron on Seder Moed. So Chizkiyahu's mother took a little bit from the dam of the salamandra, smeared it on Chizkiyahu, and he was saved from Moilach. A bezok techidah, Achaz, Achiv, Aviv, Shel Chizkiyahu. took his son and he handed him over to Moloch. When he handed him over to Moloch, he did the same thing Terach did to Avram. He relinquished his right and his schus in him. If he relinquished his right and his schus in him, at this point, there's nishken shutif anymore. You are mafkir, your chelik, and your schus that you had. So Chizkiyahu wasn't chayv and kibir avayim anymore. He wasn't chayv and kibir avayim. He was allowed to be megari. That's myself. Now, why did he do it? He had a cheshbon. He thought it would be a kapara. The cash was, but he has a chiv kibur. He can't do it. The teretz is, he was mafgrim. And because he was mafgrim, it's for that reason that this was something he was allowed to do. So I was just thinking maybe to add one knetch. And that is, the pasuk says that Avram zokim ba bayomim, v'ashem berach es Avram bakoil. And Chazal have different pshatim of what bakoil means. One pshat in bakoil is, Rashi brings in Chumash, that the word bakoil is begematria 52. It's the same gematria as the word ben. And it's coming to teach us that Avram Avinu had a son. Vashem Berech as Avram Bakoil? What does it mean? He had a ben. How do you know he had a ben? Because Bakoil was a gematria of 52, which is the same gematria of ben. And the Chasam Sofer, in a few different places in his Sforim, he asks the obvious kasha. Vashem Berech as Avram Bakoil? Beremiza? Now I know Avram Avinu had a son? He had a son Yitzchak. We know Yitzchak. It's already Parshas Chayusara. So, of course he had a son. Why Biramiza do you have to tell me that he had a son? So the Chasam Sofer says a davar nifla. The Chasam Sofer says that when Avram Avinu was Makdish, Yitzchak, he turned him into an oila. He became Kodesh Kadashim. When he became Kodesh Kadashim, he went into a different realm. It was a realm, it was a gather of like a Gershon Eskayer Kakotin Shanoila Dami. So much so that he lost his yachas, he lost his shaykhas, he lost his connection to his father. And being that he lost his connection to his father, he wasn't Mamish Benoya anymore. Because he was so Kaddish that he lost his connection. And therefore, as much as biologically Avram had a son Yitzchak, but to call him his son, couldn't call him his son. But the Maisi was far to son. But it was like, not really, but a little, yeah. Oh, like Biramiza. Oh, Avram Zokim Baba Yomim Zok Tchsam Soifiv Hashem Berichas Avram Bakoil, which is a gematria of 52, because he had a Pshtikl son. But he wasn't Mamish's son. Why not? Because he was Neskadish Kodesh Kadoshim. Abu Lafida Big Day Aharon, Elafida Chidah, Yeshloimar Nifla. Because what Avram Avinu do with Yitzchak? Avram Avinu took his son Yitzchak, he was also Makrivim. Nah, he didn't throw him into the Kivshon HaEish. And he didn't give him over the Melech. He gave him over to the Eibishter. Aber Lamaisa, he put him on the Akedah. And Yesh Shloima, when Avram Avinu put him on the Akedah, said he was mafker his chus. It's not Shleisha Shutfim Ba'adam anymore. And if it's not Shleisha Shutfim Ba'adam, see, Taka doesn't have a son. Narvas, like the Chasam Sofer said, Avram Zokim Ba'ba Yomim, Vashem Berich has Avram Ba'Koyl. Ba'Koyl was a gematria 52. Like Ben is a gematria 52, he has a son. Oh, but to say he has a B'noi Mamish, that not. Why? Because he gave him up at the Akedah.